My name is Jill Wolf. I am 38 years old. Today is July 4th, 2017. I'm in Portland, Oregon at the Waterfront Blues Festival, and my relationship to my partners is fellow colleagues and friends.
I'm Cynthia Thomas. I'm 65 years old. The date is 4th of July, 2017. I'm in Portland, Oregon at the Waterfront Blues Festival, and my relationship to my partner is I'm his wife.
Hello, I'm Tom Beidinger. I'm 72 years old. Today's the 4th of July, 2017. We're at the Portland Blues Festival at the Riverfront, and my relationship to Cynthia is I'm her husband.
Guys, I'm so excited to see you. I was sitting here testing people in Waterfront Blues and Upwalk these faces that I know, and I saw my friend Maggie's face in your face. And I'm here testing people who are at risk for Hep C. And you have a story about Hep C. You have a connection to it. Could you tell me just a little bit about that, what it means to you?
Sure. Our daughter Maggie is living in Seattle, Washington. She was born in Denton, Texas. And it was 1981, and they weren't testing blood at that time. Maggie was very premature. She weighed 3 pounds. And in the course of her NICU treatments, she had some blood transfusions and got Hep C. Unfortunately or fortunately, I'm not sure which, she didn't know until a couple of years ago. She had tried to give blood several times, and she was always would to be found anemic, so they would she wouldn't go past the first test. And then one day she passed, and they drew her blood and then tested it, and several weeks later she got a letter in the mail, which she almost threw away. Instead, she opened it and got the distressing news that she was Hep C positive. Consequently, we were at the Blues Festival one day and saw the Caring Ambassadors booth, and we walked by and said, oh, we should get tested. And then we were like, no, let's just keep going. And then we got about a few yards away and said, this is stupid. We should go get tested. And we did. And fortunately, my husband and I and our sons were negative. Maggie had to struggle really hard to get treatment. Her insurance company denied her. And Maggie, as a preemie, was called Perseverance, Percy for short, and that's what she does. And she kept on until she got treatment. And thanks to that treatment and Caring Ambassadors and Jill and all of her friends, she's cured, and we're very grateful.
Hey, you have a new nickname for your daughter, Percy. That's so exciting. And tell me a bit, you know, you guys walked past, you saw this Caring Ambassador sign, and I remember seeing you guys, I guess it was last year or the year before that, and you walked up to me, you said, we saw a sign, right? You saw a sign, but you walked past the sign, the literal sign, and you came back because you saw a sign. Tell me why you walked past it the first time.
Well, basically, in many cases, you really don't want to know bad news. And although that wasn't likely that either one of us would have had Hep C, there was always a possibility. We've all had blood transfusions, and it's sort of a possibility. And when you read signs that say that a goodly number of people that were born before a certain time could have it, you know, everybody should get tested. It's just that you think, oh, my God, if I get positive, you know, it's like a death sentence, which it really isn't. It's a setback in life. But we walk by, and the more we walk by, we started talking about it. We said, this is stupid. And so we went back, and we got tested, and subsequently we were both negative, which was expected but very pleasing to hear. But the whole experience was very, very positive, working with ambassadors and working with this organization. So we were happy about our results, and we were at the same time concerned about Megan. And now our daughter is also free. And it makes it a whole lot better all the way around.
Yeah, she's cured. Tell me what, as the mom, what was going on for you when we met, we tested you, you did not have exposure, but your kid did. And then tell me just sort of what went through your mind and what happened from there.
Well, I guess like every mom, you want nothing bad to happen to your children. And of course I, was responsible for her having blood transfusions, so you automatically feel guilty. And then she's like, Mom, if you hadn't given me the blood transfusions, I would have been dead then. So I think I've gotten some pretty good 30-something years, you know. And I think in some ways for her, it was almost better that she didn't know until she had a certain degree of maturity. But it was really, really hard on her. She was very, very depressed. Not clinically, I guess, but for that time when she couldn't get treatment. I would like to say, too, that caring is a key word in caring ambassadors, because when we met Jill the first time, we were freaked out about Maggie and ourselves, and they explained to us they would email us and send us a letter with the results of our tests. Instead, Jill found us as we were walking away and said, come back, we're going to tell you right now. And that really kind of sealed our feelings for the program, and especially for Jill. And we volunteered in the booth 1 year, and this year we slacked off, but we got to spend some time with her and Maggie here at the Blues Fest last year, and it's just a very positive experience.
Yeah, this is no slacking off. Okay, you didn't come and sweat under the sun and say, hey, come get tested, but you came in here and you said hi to me, and we got an opportunity to sit and share stories this way. Like, talk about seeing a sign, right? So thank you for doing that and continuing to talk and spending time with me. I'm going to sort of open this up to anything else you guys want to say. Actually, how about a message to Maggie? What would you... She's not in our physical presence right now. She's a little bit further north than us. But what would you like to... message you like to give to her?
Love you more than ever. Always will. And we're so proud of you. Obviously happy that you got cured, but proud of the effort that you made and the continuing efforts that you're making. Jill mentioned the comic book that you wrote, and it's incredible, and so are you, and you always have been. So play on, sweet girl.
As a believer that a lot of things we are responsible to do ourselves, I'm really proud at how Megan stuck to the program. She stayed on the drugs even though at times she was very ill. But she hung it out, and she actually kept the empty containers up hanging on a string in her apartment as a way of counting down to the end, which was a really great idea. But I'm just simply proud that she was not willing to just wrap it up and crawl in bed and go to sleep and say to hell with everything else. She didn't do that.
Go Mags, go Maggie, go Percy, go Megan. What else do we call her?
Sweet Pea was her original name, so I'll keep playing on Sweet Pea as well. Thank you, Jill. I'm so glad you were here. That was one of our first things when we got to the festival, was let's go find caring ambassadors, and hope Jill's here again this year. So thank you again for being Maggie's friend.